Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, you sneaky freak, if you're a fan of this show and you got two eyes, you might as well be watching us on YouTube.
YouTube is the way you can see us up close and personal.
Check us out at youtube.com/sextalkwithmymom.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
They say if you want to learn Spanish, listen to Spanish radio, watch Spanish TV. I watch Spanish porn.
Oh my God.
And now I think I've developed a Pavlovian response. I can only get off if the person speaks Spanish to me. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm his, I was going to say daughter. I'm his mother,
You're
Karen
You're my daughter?
Lincoln.
This is my daughter.
We're going to have a great show today.
This is going to be a great show.
Really doing well. I had like zero sleep.
I had zero sleep as well. I think I ate too much spaghetti squash.
Okay.
Woke up, had to take a... you guys don't need to know this.
This is called Shit Talk with My Mom.
Yeah.
S Talk with My Mom.
But that could really disturb a night of sleep, I'll tell you.
I literally don't take magnesium before bed for that express purpose of not having to go out in the middle of the night.
Yeah. I was going out in the middle of the night.
Going out in the middle of the night, taking a dump in the woods. I would like to bring up something.
Yeah.
Not that every podcast should start with this, but I realize that I have a phobia of going into a dark single person stall in a bathroom and getting stuck in the stall. It's a fear I
have.
It's
a phobia.
Yeah.
I've never known this about you. I've never in my life, my 34 years of existence, knew that you were scared of getting stuck in a stall. Have you gotten stuck in a stall before?
No. But I'm fearful that that might happen.
Have you seen someone get stuck in a stall?
No.
Where is this coming from?
Just like sometimes I adjust the locks and I notice that they may not be open as fast as I can open them.
Well, this happened in Mexico where you got stuck in the bathroom.
See? So it did happen before.
I mean, some people get stuck in places. How about my friend who gets stuck in the elevator on his way out of therapy for 20 minutes?
That is outrageous. Yeah. No, that happened to me once. I was stuck in a very small elevator in France.
See, that's not a fun thing.
No.
That's a scary thing.
You got a fight or flight response going there. And
oh, God. Serious Lamaze breathing.
Why always Lamaze? You are a Buddhist. You know about breathing.
We
Why
got
do
a
you
lot
say
of
Lamaze?
Different, because it's funnier. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom, my friends. We chat about all the things you typically don't talk about with a parent. And if you're just tuning in, we're delighted to have you here. You are officially a sneaky freak.
Sneaky freaks are those listeners or viewers on various
social media.
You're
sitting there at work. You got those earbuds in. You're trying to just get through the day, and you decide to tune into a mom and a son chatting about sex and fingering and anal and drugs and fucking
all kinds of stuff.
Scat play.
Scat play.
You know, we talk about it all here. This week is no different. We start with a question of the week. The question of the week you came up with, I'm curious how you came up with this fucking question. This is a weird one, and we got a lot of responses from it.
I am weird, and that's why you've got a lot
of
responses.
You are the sneakiest of freaks.
I am the sneakiest.
The question is, what is your comfort level choking the chicken or flicking the bean in front of your partner, and how long did it take you to get there? How did you come up with this? Do I want to know?
No.
Why don't I want to know?
Well, basically, sometimes I'm in the mood and my partner's not, and vice versa.
Okay.
And then I'm like, should I go and hide and, you know, flick a bean somewhere? Or should I just
flick
the bean in front of the partner?
And what do you usually decide?
My partner and I have very spontaneous, open, no boundaries relationships, basically. So I could do whatever I want in front of him and he would... not care or be enthralled.
So it sounds like you just go for it.
Yes, but with your father, it was different.
Really?
Because it was back in the, you know, the 80s.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that popular to masturbate at all, at least in front of the public.
That's fucking fascinating. The public being your husband.
Yes.
That is fascinating. So you never did that in front of him?
No.
Always in secret.
But I had a bidet.
The fuck did you do on that bidet?
Yeah, you gotta use your imagination. If you got a bidet going, that's
what are you on the bidet for hours on end over there?
No, who said it was it doesn't take that long.
You just sit down a bidet.
You know what? It's really good to be able. Well, never mind.
What?
No, this is not in answer to the question. It doesn't really, you know.
I'm sensing a lot of censoring going on right now.
No,
a lot of censorship, self censorship.
Well, what about you, son? Have you masturbated in front of a partner?
I must have.
What do you mean? You don't recall?
It's just...
How do you not recall? Sure. I can remember when I've been around 30 years more than you.
Yeah, it's probably... I must have in my life masturbated in front of a partner. It doesn't seem... I wouldn't have any shame around it. In fact, I think I would enjoy it if I saw my partner masturbating in front of me.
I think men are more visual in general, too.
Yeah, but I haven't had a partner long enough for this to become a regular habit where we're not... listen, if we're getting sexual in the same environment, I'm going to be wanting to have sex.
You just made that declaration.
I mean, because it happens so infrequently. It's going to be way better if she's involved.
Oh, okay. But if you were like, if you were living with a partner and you know, you just might be on different schedules or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got to say, with the advent of new improved sex toys,
yeah,
vibrators in particular, air pulse stimulators and all the rest of the stuff we got going on, there's something to be said for making it quick.
There's something to be said for a little quickie?
You can get a real quickie going and like you just want to go to bed and
so
it
you're not as concerned. I mean, this is a whole separate topic, but it doesn't sound like you're nearly as concerned about losing your life force or, you know, creative juices or energy vitality through jerking it.
Okay. If those people who are not watching this on YouTube would see my eyes roll back, that is the biggest bunch of hooey.
Hooey? Hooey. I don't think it's hooey.
The whole life force thing? Are you kidding me?
I can feel depletion of life force.
Oh my God. That's nonsense.
Last night I'm sitting in my bed. I just realized this and I'm ashamed to say this, but I'm gonna say this anyway. You know, I have crazy ideas in the middle of the night. Crazy ideas.
Why doesn't this surprise me at all?
So I'm convinced that the house I'm in is haunted.
Why doesn't that surprise me at all?
So
you think every house is haunted.
I mean, there's sounds, there's creeping. I've kind of come to terms with it. Okay, I'm surrounded by spirits and ghosts right now. That's okay. That's fine.
Okay.
But for some reason, I had a mission last night. I jerked off.
You like to say it's like a wet dream, but it wasn't a wet dream.
No, it was a conscious fucking dream of I was wide fuck awake jerking off
and worried about your life force.
And I started thinking, you know, usually I wake up in the middle of the night. I said, usually it's the life force that keeps these spirits and ghosts from inhabiting my body.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. Getting
more,
possessed.
More bullshit. Crazy
ideas.
I can't
believe I had this crazy. This is a nutty idea, you know.
Wait, in the middle of the night, you're worried about your life force.
That's right.
Because
I started thinking, you know, I don't have my life force protecting me right now. I really think I'm like a psycho when I'm sleeping.
I think you're a psycho when you're not sleeping. What kind of nonsense is that?
Yeah, I was sleeping. I woke up and I was sleeping.
So you had some anxiety over losing your life force and not being able to protect yourself like you...
Against the spirits.
I have something to say.
World. Because you're very close to the spirit world when you're sleeping. You know,
you
that.
Were like that when you were 2 years old.
Constantly in the spirit world.
Well, when you were 2 years old, this is what you did, okay?
Yeah.
Just imagine this, sneaky freaks. This is Cam when he was 2 years old. He insisted on wearing cowboy boots.
Okay.
Like literally cowboy boots and a diaper. Or not even a diaper, just shorts.
Yeah.
Because you trained yourself early.
Yeah.
But then you would stick up, like they had these popcorn bowls.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, that you use when you're making air, you know, when you're popping popcorn.
Yeah.
I don't think they make these anymore, but basically they're like a clear plastic bowl and you would walk around the house with this clear plastic bowl and cowboy boots. And I'm convinced.
On my head.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm convinced you were then starting this nonsense about protecting yourself with this helmet that you were wearing.
Yeah. I like to create a protective layer between me and the spirit world. And you know what? I think I could see spirits when I was younger, and you fucking, you know.
No,
I'm not going to blame. I'm not going to blame you for
no,
this.
No, you shouldn't blame me because.
But I do think that as I grew older, I stopped being able to see those spirits as easily, and I think a large part had to do with my upbringing and my parenting.
Oh my God! I cannot believe I'm getting guilted because you gave up your spirit world. Don Miguel Ruiz's spirit world.
I was going to talk about this later in the show, but I have a new friend. My neighbor is 75 years old.
You love those old men.
I saw this guy. I was like, I'm going to be friends with this guy. This is maybe the highlight of my year this year, making friends with a 75-year-old with an old dog. We kind of have a relationship where we go outside at night and have a nice conversation.
So I've heard.
Yeah. He's involved with the spirit world.
That's why you are having these nightmares, because he starts telling you this shit before you go to bed.
Yeah, he's reawakening my spiritual side. He's bringing it full circle.
Do you know what you used to do?
What?
You slept you'd come in the room, in my room with your father.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, no, no. We would not want to encourage this kind of behavior every night.
How old was I?
About six.
Six? I was trying to sleep in your bed?
Yep.
Yeah.
So we said, you can either sleep on the floor or you could go sleep in your sister's trundle bed. So under her bed, there was a pull-out bed. So every night you'd end up sleeping in your sister's trundle bed.
You know what? I didn't need to see those spirits alone. Yeah, I used to have to sleep with the lights on. Hey, who gives a fuck? What are we talking about right now?
I don't know. You brought this whole thing up.
I'm trying to talk about flicking the bean and choking the chicken, and you're getting us all derailed into talking about spirit worlds, all sorts of shit.
I did not bring this up. You brought up the whole life force thing. I just asked if you...
Let me just answer the fucking question.
So you ended up having your life force come out of you.
It was a complete tangent. The question is, what is your comfort level choking the chicken and flicking the bean in front of your partner? It's a resounding... Totally fine. Delighted to do it. Would love to see her do it. How long did it take you to get there? I wish it happened day one. I'm fine with it. But it was very interesting to hear that it wasn't as comfortable for you during the days with my dad, and now it's okay. Did you find it relieving that you can now do that in front of your partner?
Yes.
Yeah, talk more about that.
I found it relieving. What else do you need to know?
Because it seems like there's more openness.
Yeah, it's in some sense there's more openness, because when you're with someone who's ADHD and you're ADD,
yeah,
there's not a lot of things that don't, you know, that you can't be open about.
If you ever walk in on him masturbating?
I actually have not ever, which is really weird, because you would think you'd be doing it night and day, but yeah. I never have seen except for when we're, you know, together.
Very interesting.
But it's not something we do very often either.
Interesting. Let's go to some of the sneaky freaks, shall we?
I think we shall.
If you are listening for the first time, you want to be part of this hot conversation, give us a text at 310-356-3920.
That number is in the show highlights as well. So you can
show highlights? The episode description?
Yeah, that too.
All right. You guys responded. I want to read some of these. Cheryl said, I was taught as a child that touching yourself is bad. It took me a long time to be comfortable touching myself in front of anyone. But now, mutual masturbation is one of the hottest things. I love watching him and can't help myself when it happens. Also, he has learned what I like by watching me, which benefits everyone.
That is a very good point.
Hot tip right there. Masturbate in front of your partner. They're going to know what the fuck works for you.
Right. Or sometimes what I think happens with me is that, say I'm done with sex, but I still have not actually come. So then I can say, oh, you want to help me with, you know, coming?
With coming? Hey, you want to help me with the dishes and coming? Thank you very much, Cheryl, for that wonderful... I love that idea. It's a good thing to learn from.
I just came around to it. I just like that we're in Dr. Self-Tapes taping this, and Joelle, our little video producer over there, is chuckling.
Chuckling away.
I like to hear chuckles.
Why do you have to call out the producer every time they chuckle?
I like it. Keep chuckling.
All right. Lizzie says, still can't flick the bean in front of the partner. I can pee with the door open, fart freely, but still feel shame about rubbing a good one out in front of him. Womp, womp.
Womp, you know what womp, I'm going to say to womp, you, Lizzie? Womp.
Fucking let that freak flag fly.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Let that bean get flicked.
There are some. We had an episode where we asked people about how their comfort level was about pottying in front of their partner.
Pottying?
All right, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And a lot of people couldn't do that, but they have no problem masturbating, which is really like more intimate, I would think.
Yeah, that is interesting. Anyway, I'm not going to push you to do something that, you know, you feel ashamed around.
It.
But maybe a little baby step forward, you know? maybe, I mean, it's a real, it's intimate, right?
And I like I said, there's some new toys out there that make it happen real quick.
That's right.
If that's what you want. Or you can drag it out and edge and all the rest of that stuff that you guys like to do.
Yep. Sage says, I flicked the bean in front of the other partner since I was about 21. Had to have my first orgasm for me to realize it takes me a bit more than just men to get off. So if I want to get myself going first to have a great orgasm, I will. And my partner absolutely loves it. See?
That brings up a good point as well.
What?
That she takes a little more time.
Beforehand.
Or after.
At some point, she's taking time.
She's taking some time.
Yeah. And I think the partner is going to enjoy it. Who doesn't like seeing your partner experiencing pleasure?
Or maybe the person is tired and wants to go to sleep, so you can turn over and go to sleep that and also have you finish up the job there too.
Either way, it sounds like a good situation.
Because really, I like the idea of the owner's manual too, that once you the person sees how you're doing it, then they can, you know, help you to facilitate that again.
How about the people, and we might get to this, but how about the people that get offended when you're, you know, jerking yourself off or flicking your own bean without them getting involved?
That's an insecurity that people need to get over.
It's their shit?
That's their shit.
Yeah, get off. Get over it. Raylene says, zero, absolute zero. That's something for me, aka flicking the bean.
Well, that's another thing.
I don't need to share. Love y'all. Love you too, Raylene.
I understand that too. It's like something that you want to keep to yourself, like a fantasy or whatever.
It's like your own little world or something that you provide, your own privacy.
New world. I'm singing Little Mermaid.
So, I got that, Mom. Also, a whole new world is not Little Mermaid. It's fucking Aladdin. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Mr. Bean came in hot.
Oh, I won't.
Wait, a whole new world is Aladdin, right? Yeah.
Well, what's the one from The Seaweed is Always Green?
Okay.
Mr.
Bean says, beating my meat is very sensual. 3 hours because it's huge and fun to play with.
3 hours, Mr. Bean. Holy shit, that's a lot.
That's a long little beat sesh, Mr. Bean. Yeah,
I wonder if it's like...
It's huge and fun to play with.
Oh my God. Okay, but you didn't say anything about a partner. So his partner's sitting there watching him for 3 hours?
I have a feeling the partner is not there for 3 hours.
The partner is a sheep.
Yeah, maybe the partner, even a sheep, I think, wouldn't be there for 3 hours.
The sheep is like,
hours.
All right, let's go get some food.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jody says, okay, just so you know, I accidentally sent this message to all my children and their spouses before I sent it to you. Oh, God.
I freaking love that. Talk about opening up the dialogue. I would love to find out what happened.
And she's laughing. She says, there's no comfortability whatsoever. That's a job that needs to be done alone. If I have a partner there, why would I want the alternative? Okay.
This is bringing up a lot of topics that... You know,
were surprised by this fucking conversation that this inspired, huh?
There's different polarizations here.
Totally, people take a different approach. It's my world. Get the fuck out of it. And if I have a partner, why don't I fucking do it with them at the time? Which is kind of where I was landing. I was like,
what about both?
Yeah, I'm down for both.
I like that people bring up their upbringing because I was taught that it was a bad thing for my father.
I don't know how people ever stop having sex.
I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about masturbating.
I'm just saying, I'm reflecting. You're saying, why not both? I agree. When you're with someone, clearly this is because I'm not in a long-term relationship. And if I were, then I would get over it very soon. But I feel like I'd be late to all my meetings. I was just wanting to fuck the whole time. I sound like someone who's been dry in the desert for
years.
You're
deprived.
Deprived and depraved. What were you saying? I cut you off. Something about your father?
Yeah, my father made me feel badly.
He did?
I was once with my sister, and I think we were like giving each other back rubs, and he was like, what are you two doing? Made me feel
bad.
Not
a lot of back rub with the sister?
I don't know. Maybe he thought it was going to go further than that, but
I think you told me to stop masturbating in your room once.
I would never tell you to stop masturbating.
Yeah, you definitely
said... I just
said,
don't need you to do it in public in front of all our friends and family.
I think when I was a little tiny kid, I think I have a vague, vague memory of touching my dick and you're like, Dad, that's not something to do here.
Well, first of all, I highly doubt you remember that.
Why?
Because
I don't think I got a memory for this shit?
I don't think I would say that.
You don't think you would say, stop jerking it in my fucking room?
You were jerking in my room?
I have a vague recollection of maybe playing with my dick or something like that. You're like, we don't do that
in
here.
Yeah, I think you are always playing with your dick.
I wasn't always playing with my
dick. Yeah, you were always playing
with... You're making up stories.
I just recall that. You always had your hand down your pants, and
hand down my pants?
Yes.
No, that's not true. Fucking make me sound like a big horn dog.
You're walking around, you're 6 years old or 5 years old, you got your cowboy boots going, you got the
popcorn bowl,
the underpants going, you stick your hand down there, walking around the popcorn bowl on your head.
I think
you're banging
wrong.
Into things.
Nah, I don't think that. How about this? This is a
by the
great,
way, if
what?
You join Patreon, people, I promise I'm gonna find a picture of you
jerking off.
No, not the picture of you jerking off. Patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. It's how you join our Patreon.
By the way, you promise a fucking thing on Patreon every episode. You were
I kept to my roadkill promise.
You've literally put one picture up in the last year, and it was
the next picture.
It was a fucking roadkill possum.
I thought it was a roadkill rat. Okay, the next picture is going to be of me and Rhea Perlman, okay. And then the next picture is going to be of you. With a popcorn ball on your head with cowboy boots.
Very good.
Who would not want to join Patreon to see that?
Yeah, that's something worth paying for. Claire says, hi, I'm pretty comfortable at this point with it. It can be fun foreplay. A good little game can be, we can't touch each other for 2 minutes, but we can touch ourselves. Build up the tension and let it go from there.
What a cute little game.
That's a fucking game I can get down with. Claire, I like your thinking. I think you just inspired everyone a little bit.
I know. I think she inspired me.
Yeah? You think you'll actually do this?
Sure.
You can last 2 minutes without touching each other?
Yes.
I don't know. I can see you guys forgetting the rules of that game very quickly.
Excuse me.
I don't know. I'm not in the bedroom with you guys.
Good.
Good. Andrew says, after 4 years, I just started doing it random. Luckily, she enjoyed herself while watching. On occasion, I jizz on her face or in her hair while she sleeps.
Okay.
We have been together for 12 years. I always take pics to show her the next day, and she loves it.
All right. There's some sneaky freak over there.
That's a sneaky motherfucking freak.
Something about Mary thing going on with the jizz in the hair.
Can you imagine waking up and your partner has jizzed in your on your
face? Who is this again?
Andrew.
Andrew, let me tell you, you better keep that girl because if it was me, I would fucking blow a gasket.
I'd rip the dick off.
I would be so fucking angry because I don't need to have my hair full of jizz.
Yeah.
Second of all, I don't need to have... That's not consensual.
Well, I guess it could be discussed beforehand.
Well, somehow she likes to fly that freak flag.
She's flying that flag.
And it works for you. Who am I to say anything?
I go for it, Andrew. I think I agree. Fine. If you enjoy that and she enjoys it, it's all good. Just make sure she's down. Big time down.
Big time.
Because let me tell you
something.
Not only do you wake up with a fucking face full of cum...
Oh, it could sting your eyes.
How are you not getting woken when you feel something splatted against your face?
I don't know. I cannot imagine getting something splatted against my face and hair and waking up and saying, oh, that's an awesome thing that you just did.
I can't sleep with someone breathing next to me.
How would you sleep with someone jizzing on your hair?
I can't sleep with spirits making sounds, let alone someone jizzing in my fucking face.
How do you sleep through that? This person has to be on drugs.
You think someone's on drugs, like Ambien or something?
Like major. I mean, even with my sleeping pill, I would wake up with someone jizzing on my... I can't even imagine how pissed I'd be at these. I would be livid. I get mad if he even like drools on me sometimes. But I'm like, I don't need that.
Andrew, you got a keeper there.
That's a keeper.
Greg says, I've been with my wife 19 years. In the last year, I've gotten comfortable when she's not in the mood, asking if she minds if I play the personal PlayStation. She never says no, and more often than not, gets horny and joins in. That's a pretty good tactic,
It's
Greg.
A very good tactic, and I'm glad that after all these years of marriage, you're still reinventing yourself.
I love that. 19 years, you're still keeping that shit alive. You know... it doesn't need to die out.
It doesn't. I got to tell you, it's a real problem.
It's a problem.
Other friends of mine that are well past the age of 60 have decided that they really don't need to have sex anymore. And I think that's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no reason it needs to die out. I think
that life force is stuck in you then.
I completely agree. You know, it's an important part of life. In fact, it might be my sole focus.
It is your sole focus. I don't know what got you so horny. You've never I've never heard you this horny. I think it's
what
that boxing.
I've never heard you this horny. What the fuck is that kind of comment?
The boxing.
The boxing. I take boxing lessons once a week, and next thing you know, you think I'm horned up?
Yep, it raised up your testosterone. You're ready to knock them down.
I'm never going to tell you when I'm boxing again. All right. Maybe we have time for one more.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. There were some, you want it freaky or you want it more traditional? We got some wild responses over here.
I got one from Kylie. It takes alcohol, happy face, or maybe if we've been apart for a month and it's over FaceTime. There's another little ditty that we thought about now.
What?
You can FaceTime your partner. It's something I couldn't do, obviously, you know, when in the 80s.
Yeah.
But if you can't be with your partner, if you can't be with the one who loves, love it on FaceTime.
Yep.
You just do it on FaceTime then. And that is masturbating in public. I mean, for your partner.
How about the elder statesman over here?
Uh-oh, here we go.
Elder statesman Tom says, mutual masturbation is a big part of our sex lives over our past 20 years, but all wasn't always so. For a long time, she was shy and wouldn't do it unless she really turned on and encouraged.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It was not in the 80s. It was not a thing.
Now we usually end lying close with her using a vibrator to get a second or third orgasm. I'm frequently sucking her left nipple and beating off.
Oh, my goodness.
She often finishes me orally and or prostate massage. I think the elder statesman has the healthiest sex life I've ever heard of.
He absolutely is the most comfortable and freakiest.
I love it. He's not the freakiest. He's not jizzing in someone's face.
We don't know. Maybe that's going to be our next question of the week. Have you ever jizzed in someone's face while they were sleeping or been jizzed on?
Here's a question for you. What's the deal with the left nipple?
Oh, you know, Deez has a thing about that.
What?
He's OCD. He can't just do one nipple.
It's got to be both nipples.
Yes.
Do you think it's possible that Tom's wife is a more sensitive left nipple?
No. I'm guessing that Tom sleeps on the left side. She sleeps on the right side. So
no, there's something.
So he can grab a hold of the left nipple, but if you did the right nipple, he'd have to have his arm right across her chest, and it wouldn't, you know, that would be cumbersome.
I don't think this is it.
I guarantee he sleeps on her left.
I don't think so. I think because he wouldn't have specified left nipple. There's something about the left nipple that's a little more sensitive, in my guess.
In your humble opinion?
My guess. Tom, I need you to let us know.
We need to find out from Tom.
What's going on with the lefty?
And if it's only the lefty, is it because you're on her left side or because she prefers the left?
Maybe there's something that he gets from the left, like the turning on the left side. This is not contextual. We need more information.
Deez is convinced that my left side has chocolate milk.
What?
You heard it.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Weird. It's a weird. It's a weird thing. let's end on that one because it gets
It gets freaky.
It gets even freakier talking about. Maybe I'll end it with L now that I teed it up. He says, jerking in front of my girl is the sexiest thing. I love when we do it on the balcony. I like when we get washed by her son.
Or, okay.
Al, you might take the cake on the sneakiest freak.
No, it's a tie.
It's a tie between jizzing on the face and
when
hair.
When the person's sleeping and having that person's son watch you and your spouse jizzing at each other.
Jesus.
What the fuck is going on here?
What's the son doing? The son, anytime he sees them on the balcony,
too?
He's like, God, get me the fuck out of here.
No, if anything, it sounds like, mom and dad are out there. I gotta go watch. Time to get some education on the art of mutual masturbation.
Oh, God.
When you hear this, do you think that you're jealous that I never called you out when never contacted you and said, hey,
we're on the balcony,
Dad,
Kim.
And I are on the balcony. Why don't you come on out and watch us mutually masturbate?
I mean, it sounds like it's not his son. It sounds like it's her son. So there's some distance here, but still watching your mom.
What's some distance? There's no distance because that's his mother.
I guess it's horrible.
What age does this go on? I mean, is this like when he's 3 years old? Or is this like a 25-year-old kid that's watching his parents or stepdad and mother usually masturbate?
The whole thing doesn't sit right with me. But listen,
kinky. It's kinky.
If it works for you, Elle, good. Have it work for you. Thank you guys for tuning in to this segment of the Sneaky Freak Question of the Week. That was a fun one. If you want to be part of the next one, give us a text at 310-356-3920. I thought we could talk about first dates.
First dates,
because I'm going on a first date tonight.
Okay.
You know, and I've started to think, you know, all my first dates are starting to be the same fucking thing. We go out for drinks. We have a conversation.
I thought you come up with weird first dates.
Like what?
One time you went to Haunted Street or something like that?
She was a witch and she was just gave me a ghost tour of Venice and I freaked me the fuck out.
Okay. So
maybe, trust me, if it was me designing that date, I would not have.
Why don't you just try a coffee date?
You think coffee is going to be less boring than a drink? I'm just thinking I want to do something. You have any ideas for unique, unusual dates?
Bowling?
I tried to do like a charcuterie and wine board in a park.
And then the coyotes came?
Yep. I did it another time and it was successful.
So where did you find this person on a dating app?
Yeah, so that was another thing I wanted to talk about. I found her on Hinge X. I'm paying now $50 a month for this fucking thing.
It must be killing you.
It's not killing me, actually, because it shows you people that I'm very attracted to, everyone. So I'm not like sifting through people not that attracted to. You're paying to see the hotter people, it turns out.
All right. And you're one of the hotter people?
No, no one likes me back. But this person did actually. So I'm actually excited about it. But you think there's something about meeting on a dating app that
your sister did?
It removes some of the romance. Like it, because some of the, when I've met people in the wild, there's a whole tension that's built up because you're not expecting this romantic partnership, right? You're just meeting people. What?
I think it doesn't really matter.
I think it completely matters.
All right, then why did you ask?
Because we could differ here. Because there's no like tension, you know, when you meet someone out in the wild, there's a will they, won't they situation. Are they interested in me? I don't know. Oh, look at the coincidence that occurred. It brought us together. But the app, I'm not sure. I mean, I'll TBD. I'll let you know. But
at least you know that the person is interested in you.
I don't know. I've had dates from these apps and the person, we get there and we're like, we're not actually compatible whatsoever.
But you have more of a chance than someone that you're meeting in a bar that you don't even have a clue if they're interested in you because you can't even hear them talk half the time.
That's fair. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I say do it all.
At this point, I don't give a fuck about the romance. It's not going to be perfect. So,
right.
If it's not as romantic as it could possibly be when we first met, you know, who gives a fuck?
Your sister met on a dating app.
Why do you keep bringing this up?
Because it worked for them. They're getting married now, and they lived together for the last 10 years, and they have this mutual attraction to cats.
What do you do to prep for the date?
What?
To prep for the date, you do anything special?
What kind of date are you talking about?
I'm going on a first date, getting drinks. You do anything special to prep? You work out. You start remind. You do some. You go in and look in the mirror and start building yourself up. You know, you're a great person. You got a good heart.
Words of affirmation for yourself.
Words of affirmation.
I haven't been on a date in a long time, so you're asking.
You got no clue.
15 years I've been with the same guy. I'm not dating right now.
You have any suggestions for me?
Just be yourself. Women like funny guys. Don't come in a stupid clown outfits.
Okay. That's where I knew it was going this way. Suddenly, be yourself, but don't expose the clown aspects of you.
Not
the neurotic clown that you are.
No, like, you know, you don't need to wear the freaking white painted overalls with no shirt on.
All right. Thank you, Mother. I think I look very cool in that.
All right. You asked for suggestions. I'm just suggesting try to dress a little bit normal.
Okay. Let's get off this topic. I'm done with it.
Okay.
You have anything going on in your life that you want to share with the Sneaky Freaks?
Yes.
What?
Apparently, I was found by my favorite publication that I always bring up about Mom's News.
Maybe we just jump to Mom's News. How about that? It's Mom's News.
Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know info.
I was super psyched about this. Super stoked.
I can't believe this.
I'm home, minding my own business. I get a random email from basically the U.S. Sun, the Daily Sun. I mean,
The Mirror.
The Mirror, the publication
that you constantly are quoting, the fucking UK tabloid.
For weird
shit that you get your news from.
I'm in it.
You have made your own news source.
I made it.
I can't fucking believe it.
I am. You guys have to go look it up.
Cecilia, one of our Sneaky Freak listeners, sent us this article. I didn't even know it had been published from the Sun.
They contacted me. They said, is it okay if we, you know, use your TikTok video and we'll promote your links? And I said, yeah, just give me an idea of how I'm going to be portrayed. And the next thing you know, it's already out and published.
You're getting linked? How do you think he was portrayed?
I think he was portrayed pretty well, actually. I don't have a problem with it. Do you want to read what it was?
The fucking headline is, I'm a cougar in my 60s and love taking risks. I go out with no bra on and people are surprisingly supportive.
Get it?
Unfucking believable.
I'm Joel, I heard you laughing over there.
Now, why every time he laughs, you have to fucking call him out on this?
You didn't
leave
know
him alone.
He didn't know he had a celebrity in his midst.
Are you loving the fact that you were quoted?
Well, I'm laughing because I'm actually wearing a bra right now.
Mom, how did you get your TikTok? First of all, how did you even come up with this idea to make a video of you?
I made like seven.
Seven videos of you just saying, I'm going out, no bra.
It's a bold move for my generation, because in our generation, I mean.
Well, I'm curious why you're doing it.
Because I got tired of my bras. I'm very uncomfortable.
So you said, fuck it.
Fuck it. I don't care. I'm
the
just
titties gonna, out.
I mean, tits are natural.
So they're
it's nothing to be ashamed
also,
of.
Also, you still have a shirt over it.
Why is it okay for guys to show nipples and girls can't show nipples? It doesn't make sense.
Well, you not only can they not show nipples, usually it's unusual for them to go out without a bra.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think most guys love when women go out with a bra, without a bra on.
Why
free
not?
Those nips.
Let those girls
who
go.
Who wants the bras on?
I know. I remember back in the day when I first was in social work school.
Yeah.
Our mentor would say, always wear a bra. It's one good advice, then your boobs will never sag. Well, it's a fucking lie.
Yeah.
Your boobs are going to sag with each kid draining the milk out of him.
What are you fucking kidding me? We need to go there?
What?
I did not drain any milk out of you.
All right, but your sister did. Six weeks of pain.
And then how many weeks did I get?
Zero.
That's why I'm seeing spirits, people.
Because you weren't breastfed
got
as a
no
child?
Fucking
fault?
I tried formula recently.
What? Why?
I went to a friend's house. They had a bunch of formula around for their kids. I was like, I haven't tried this in a long time.
It tastes sour.
I took a sip. I think that was the worst tasting fucking food I've ever drunk in my life.
So have you thanked me?
That you gave me that shit on a regular basis?
Well, and then you know what happened is you were so hungry, nothing, because you were born at 9 pounds, so you were a hungry baby, that I ended up giving you like baby food like at 4 months.
I like that. I'm grateful that you gave me that food early.
And you know, I didn't breastfeed you. I didn't breastfeed your younger brother except for one time in the middle of the night when he was first born after 6 weeks. I thought, well, maybe I'm neglecting him. Maybe I should breastfeed him.
Yeah.
So it's like 4 a.m. I whip out the tit, give it to the baby. He bites down so hard because he'd been used to sucking on those nipples, on the plastic nipples, that I thought I was going to throw him across the room. It was the most painful thing, and I was very happy that I did not breastfeed him either.
Okay. I'm glad that you're anti-breastfeeding.
But I breastfed your sister, and you know what? She's the most unhealthy of all three of you. So maybe there's something to be said for the formula.
I really like that you just declared her as the most unhealthy.
But the main thing, the main thing of what I'm trying to say about this article, which is in, I mean, a ton of different publications. Not just, I didn't even know how the person found it in the U.S. Sun. But the main thing about the article is that they quoted both pros and cons.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the, you know, the pros were like, just let those, you know, puppies fly.
They were showing what the comments were to your video.
Right.
And
I didn't appreciate.
You had a lot of support on there.
And I also got a lot of hate.
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate those haters saying you should dress more appropriate.
Fuck
you with appropriate. What does that mean, appropriate?
Why did they think that this is worthy of their publication?
What are you talking about? How many women have the balls to get on a TikTok 6 different times and show off the fact that you're not wearing a bra? It's I'm helping the future generations be free.
That's sweet.
Now, what I don't understand is, like, TikTok will let girls walk around in G-strings and you know, completely nude.
Yeah.
And no one says that's inappropriate.
Yeah. It's strange.
But it's inappropriate for me to wear a shirt where they might see a couple nipples sticking out.
Yeah. Don't ever
Unreal.
Do that. No nips.
No nips?
No nips.
Yeah, I think I have to buy something to cover the nips, and then I can wear any shirt. But then I'm kowtowing to the masses.
Yeah. I say free that nip, Mom. Thank you for that mom's news.
Mom's news.
Mom's news.
What's going on in your life?
Is it time for the best segment of the show?
No, I thought you were going to say what's going on in your life.
I already share what's going on in my life. Oh, that was dead. I made friends with my 75-year-old neighbor.
Well, I would like to say one other thing.
Yeah.
Today I went to get some blood drawn.
Yeah.
Let me just say that I go to the same doctor as you and your friend.
Yeah.
And we have our favorite phlebotomist there.
Mm-hmm. That person that draws the blood.
Yes. And this guy did not expect me to come in and request him. Shout out to Ozzy.
Who fucking goes in and requests a phlebotomist?
You, me, and your friend.
Yeah, because I'm nuts.
And I'm nuts, and so is your friend's nuts. We're all a bunch of cuckoo nuts. Anyway, I'm not messing around. My veins are hard to find as it is, and apparently because I'm getting all my hormones tested, there's 15 tubes of blood that have to come out.
That's a lot of fucking blood.
And you know what I found out today when I asked him? I said, so, you know, am I the most you've ever had? He goes, no. Another guy came in, and he needed 34 tubes of blood taken out.
Wow.
I thought I was going to pass out.
You're healthy, mother.
Why am I healthy?
You only need 15.
Yeah, 15 tubes of blood.
Yeah. How you ask about my life and you start talking about your trip to the doctor to get blood drawn.
It's exciting.
Not exciting.
Not exciting.
Can I get to the fucking segment of the show that everyone has been waiting for? That they tune in every week just to hear what I have to say in Cam's
Uppers is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me.
This is Cam's Uppers. This is the segment of the show where I share something near and dear to my heart. Something that my mother typically finds... Are you sleeping?
Yes, I'm sleeping already.
Or?
Boring.
Or?
Excruciating.
It's Cam's Uppers. I have a slightly more boring one or a slightly more exciting one. Which would you prefer?
Obviously, we don't want the slightly boring one.
I'll start with the boring one.
No, we don't
have
two.
I'll start with the boring one.
There's not two Cam's Uppers.
Okay, so first of all, if you're trying to develop good habits, I highly recommend a little habit tracker where you fill in little bubbles. For 30 days. It really is a great way.
Is this some sort of an ad?
No.
Okay.
It helped me in getting me back on track with working out. Because when you see the bubbles getting filled, you don't want to break the streak.
Oh,
you know?
So it's a motivational thing.
Very motivational. Get a 30-day streak bubble thing going on and fill in those bubbles. And it will help you
any habit. How badly would I look on the bubble? I'll look at these bubbles. I don't even, I think something's wrong with my iWatch.
The key is
it says I never go more than like 2,000 steps.
Oh, God. I don't think
And
that's
I can
wrong.
Go for a mile and a half and I still only go for 2,000 steps. Something's broken on my iWatch.
Yeah, I don't think it's broken. I think there's something, it's a user issue. Okay, here's the other thing that I was thinking about telling people.
You're just so good at motivational advice.
Listen, if you're trying to learn a language, I would recommend watching porn in that language.
No.
I started doing this. I'm trying, you know, I
what
realized
are you,
I'm taking,
what are you doing?
I'm taking Spanish lessons during the day. So I said, well, what, you know, the entertainment, you know, they say if you want to learn Spanish, listen to Spanish radio, watch Spanish TV. I watch Spanish porn.
Oh, my God.
And now I think I've developed a Pavlovian response. I can only get off if the person speaks Spanish to me. I swear to God. What are you so surprised by?
I'm like stunned right now.
Why?
How much are you doing on the Spanish porn? See, this is you.
It's a learning
experience. This is you.
What?
You wanted to learn Spanish, and you think that's productive, and you don't want to waste your time jerking off. So this way you can kind of like justify why you jerk off so much by saying that it's only in Spanish.
Wrong. My friend said had the exact same response. That's fucking fully inaccurate. Why?
Wait, your friend said the same response I did? That you're so anal that you can only jerk off if there's a productive reason behind it?
Yes. That's exactly what she said. And I said, you're fucking wrong.
She and I are on the same wavelength. And I guarantee sneaky freaks.
Here's why.
Is this Cam really thinking that this is a sexy way of getting off?
It is a sexy
thing. Or is he just using this as a way to justify his...
No. It's become a kink. I don't know if it's considered a kink. Is it? I don't know.
A fetish?
I don't know what it... No, because fetish is...
A preference.
It's a fucking preference, okay?
Are they twerking?
There's something sexy about Spanish the romantic twerking? Spanish language.
I took French for that reason. That was one of my dumbest things I've ever done.
All right. That's fucking Cam's uppers.
Well, I'm so glad.
If you
want
to learn a language, go jerk off to some fucking language porn.
Hasta luego, baby. Are you all horned up now?
All horned up. Yeah. All right. I want to say that's the fucking show for the week. I want to thank everyone who's made this possible. Shout out to Dr. Self Tapes.
Chuckle, chuckle, Joelle.
Chuckle, chuckle, Joelle. A little shout out to our Patreon Sneaky Freaks. We love you guys. You are our family. Thank you so much. If you guys want to support our show financially so that we don't have to keep investing more and more of our own money into this fucking show, give us a few dollars a month at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
We're talking like as little as $5 you can make our day.
Big shout out to our editor, Dale. Thank you, Dale, for making this happen.
And if you'd like to help us out with the ratings, you can go to ratethispodcast.com/mom. Mom.
That's right. It really helps us out. Doesn't cost any money. Just takes a second. Find out where you can rate and review us and really gets us going. All right. Thank you very much. I love you guys.
I love you guys too. And I love you too, son.
And we'll talk to you soon.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having fun with... jizzing in the face. I don't know what.
That was a really bad rhyme. Let's try...
wearing pasties.
Pasties. Yeah, paste nipple pasties. Freeing the nippies.
Freeing the nippies. Yeah. Let those girls
Let's
fly.
End the show. We got to end the show. All
Love
right.
you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.